The pantheon of jazz greats is filled with trumpeters, pianists, clarinetists, and alto and tenor saxophone players. But top-ranked artists of the lower-pitched instruments get shorter shrift. And that's where one man hopes his lifetime studying the music of baritone saxophonist Pepper Adams will help make a difference. Friday evening, November 1st, at Western Illinois University School of Music, jazz biographer Gary Karner will present a lecture on this giant of the giant saxophone. Tri-State's Public Radio music director Ken Zonley asked Karner why he chose Adams.
He chose me, actually.
How's that?
Well, essentially, I was doing a master's thesis at City College of New York. It was approved before I even started the program to do an oral history of a jazz musician. So I chose five musicians that I thought I would like to research and write about and interview. Pepper was one of them, and he's the only guy that got back to me. He's the only one to call back. And this is 1984, well before internet. So, Pepper called back and said he'd love to meet me, and we hit it off, and the rest is history. Here I am 30 years later, more excited than ever.
Pepper Adams isn't exactly the household name.
Well, he should be. That's something I'm trying to fix. He really should be. The topic of my lecture last year was Pepper and his genius, and this year it's about Pepper as a stylist. It's my view that he's one of the great post-war saxophonists, and he's one of the great stylists in jazz. He's immediately identifiable. He wasn't a matinee idol. He wasn't especially handsome. He didn't dress well. He didn't do the Jerry Mulligan routine of going out with actresses and marrying countesses. He wasn't a player. He wasn't a climber. He just was a musician. Musician's musician. You know, there's a bias against low-pitched instruments anyway. If you think about the history of jazz, aren't that many bands led by musicians that played low-pitched instruments? We hear alto and flute much better than we hear low-pitched instruments. That's part of the problem, too, with playing those instruments. The lines that you play on a baritone, for example, all tend to rumble and get mushed together. Something Pepper revolutionized through his articulation, through precise tonguing, legato tonguing. So he was a heavy cat, as they say in the trade, a heavy cat.
Well, some of that goes back to the history of jazz and the history of the instrument here. You have a very large, low-pitched saxophone, which in the early days would be essentially just a bassline instrument, maybe one that could carry a little better in a recording studio than the string bass.
Right.
And then you have very few swing icons on the instrument. Probably the only one that immediately comes to mind would be Harry Carney with the Ellington Orchestra.
Sure, sure. And then Mulligan, too, because he's coming out of a Lester Young swing tradition. To Mulligan's credit, he did popularize the instrument, but to his discredit, in some way, he was playing the instrument like an alto sax or a tenor sax, playing a very light style. Pepper chewed that nicely. I mean, his style was more with a big sound, playing the instrument for all that it had. But to also tame the beast, all the baritone players are playing the instrument now, just deify him. He's the exemplar of everything he's supposed to be. But so if you talk to the people of his generation, they just have tremendous admiration for him. Phil Wood said he's the greatest we've ever had on the instrument. And I believe that. I think in terms of as a soloist, there's no argument as far as I'm concerned that he was the greatest baritone soloist of all time.
So what else do you have on tap for the lecture on Friday night?
Sure, I'll be playing some very obscure Pepper Adams solos from audience recordings. that he did in New York and elsewhere, and I'll be showing some video, some rare footage of Pepper soloing with the Thad Jones Melodist Orchestra in Europe. And I'll be signing copies of my book. The book is out. That's just one best discography of the year from the ARSC, which is kind of cool. And I'm moving on to what I always intended to do when I first met Pepper, and that's a full-length biography.
Gary Karner is the author of Pepper Adams' Joy Road, the first book ever published about Adams. He's also the curator of the site for all things Pepper Adams, pepperadams.com. He'll be presenting his lecture at Western Illinois University Friday night at 7 o'clock in Salee Hall, Room 101. It's free and open to the public. I'm Ken Zonley, Tri-States Public Radio News.